Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi, and in Judaism, there's a specific portion, we call it a parsha, or reading from the Torah. That's the Hebrew Bible for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week, in order, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. If you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. You can visit my website, lenegditamid.us. That's LNEGDITAM, as in Mary, ID.us, lenegditamid.us. And you can make a donation for this work. Very much appreciated, any amount. And find out about my other offerings as well. So on to today's topic. I'm going to talk about panic, prayer, and the week's Parsha by Etchanan. Here's how I usually get my blog going. So I write a blog. You can find that on my website. It's pretty much the same as the podcast. Here's how I get it going. I read the Torah portion for the week on Sunday, first thing. And as I'm reading, I'm noticing what stands out for me out of all the elements and stories in Hebrew and in English. I look at the Hebrew very carefully to see how the translations are, the English translations are, and to compare them, and I see if something stands out there for me. And as the days pass, I also become very mindful of what's going on in my life and in the world, looking for connections and inspiration. And about midweek, I start to panic a little if I haven't had any inspiration. And there I was yesterday, Thursday afternoon. Today's Friday. Good Shabbos coming. And here I was on Thursday afternoon, and I had nothing. And I'd listened to tons of podcasts, the news, learned so much about so many interesting, wonderful, and horrible things. But still, I had nothing. And I was definitely panicking. All I had really was prayer. And I asked myself, is this the crowd to talk to about prayer? Some of you maybe. I am becoming a rabbi, so, and you know, and this is about Torah, so you all must know that I'm into prayer, but, well, you know, the way I grew up is there is no God and prayer is for the ignorant. And it's still uncomfortable today with a lot of people, especially people in my life, who don't, who, you know, for prayer is a strange thing, except in my synagogue communities, my Jewish communities. I'm wary. People look at you funny. You know, it could be a conversation shutter downer. But that's how the Parsha actually starts this week. It begins with the word for which it is named, Va'etchanan, which is Moses telling of his plea to God. And that's a prayer when you're talking directly to God. And we all do that, though, don't we? Who among us hasn't pleaded with the air around us to some invisible thing when we're in a state of desperation, even when we know we're probably not going to hear an answer? And if we claim to hear one and told a friend or our therapist, they might panic a little and want to probe further and make sure, God forbid, we're not hearing voices in general, right? So, yeah. But when we say please to God, are our pleas always the right ones? Don't we sometimes imagine that something would be just perfect if only, and we realize it was all wrong? I'm thinking of my daughter, the younger one, not the one who's getting married, the younger one who had a little, she had her heart broken this week. And she imagined that this guy was just perfect. She was like, no, mommy, he's perfect. He's just perfect for me. And I was like, well, then you need to find out. And it turned out he was a jerk, and she found out. And haven't we all been through that? So this week in Torah, Moses continues with his life review as he retells the story of the Israelites' trek towards freedom. And of course, Moses' story is very much intertwined with their story, the story of the Israelites. And right at the beginning, I imagine him standing before a huge crowd. I don't know how he can hear them. There were no microphones, no boom boxes. So here he is, right at the beginning, he retells word for word in a heart-wrenching way, really, of a conversation with God. And he tells them, I begged, I pleaded, Va'etchanan, have mercy, take pity on me. The root of Va'etchanan is chanun, chanan, which is to have mercy, to have pity. You, O amazing God, who let me see so many wonders and miracles, you who have no equal in power on earth or in heaven, please, please, please let me cross over and see the promised land. You really feel his pleading. Just this one last thing he wants. And in that plea, you might sense a bit of a panic in it, of his desperate plea. He seems to feel that he absolutely needs to at least step into the land before he dies. Doesn't your heart just break for Moses? Mine did, reading it. After all he's been through, to be cut off from the one thing he's worked so hard for, I think we can all relate to that in some way. But God was angry at Moses and yelled, "You're too much, Rav Lecha. Stop, never speak to me of this again." And Moses blames the people for God's anger at him. It's their fault for being so stubborn and not having enough faith. And one can almost understand why Moses passes off the blame. He's in pain, and for God to be so angry with him, it's gotta hurt. Still, in my opinion, Moses is not being introspective enough. We've seen many times when Moses didn't have enough faith either, and he's blaming only them. And frankly, God could also use some anger management classes or therapy. I mean, to talk to your child in such a way. And let's be real, who hasn't struggled with faith, whether in God or our fellow human beings? Isn't that also faith? God does make a concession, though, to allow Moses to go up on a mountain and at least see the land before he dies. But the question remains, is Moses praying for the right thing? Sure, it's sad that he can't see the end result of all his work, but does he really need to? Maybe his work is done and that's that. Maybe he needs to accept what is. Maybe, too, Moses is not meant to see the end results of all his work. Big deal. Maybe, let's imagine, he gets up there and he looks out at this land. What do you see? Is it all he can do is imagine the future? Does he get the high he was expecting? I wonder. But maybe sometimes our imaginations are enough. Maybe our imagination is our power at times. If we imagine things will turn out all right, that we will solve the problems plaguing us, then it means we haven't given up hope, that we still have faith. So I guess I did come up with something to write after all. As I was writing, that's what came to me. It's like, interesting. No need for panic, even a little bit. The stakes aren't so high here. It's just my weekly blog and podcast. But the stakes are very high for a lot of other things that I don't need to enumerate for you, because you all know what's going on in the world. And I think many of us are in a panic about these very things. So let us pray, since this podcast is about prayer. Let us pray for equilibrium to that invisible thing out there. Let's just put out a prayer. What the hell? Let's pray for equilibrium in everyday life, to know when it's time to panic and when it's not. And let us not only use the power of our imagination to help us keep our faith alive, that we do in fact have the power to fix the problems in our lives and in the world. And from a teaching I heard on Tisha B'Av this past Sunday, the saddest day of the year, in the Jewish calendar when we are in a desperate state of remembering destruction and thinking about destruction, and we get in touch with our grief. This was a teaching with Hadar. I listened to their stuff all day. It was amazing. You can go to their website, hadar.org. So from this teaching, let us have the clarity that we're praying for the right things. And let us say, Amen. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. See you next week. Good Shabbos.